Finding Cash Abroad.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Glad you can join me as Marketplace covers the fallout from the financial crisis. If you're a bank and you don't want to take money from your own government, how about getting it from someone else's? That's what Barclays, the British bank, is doing. Today, Barclays said it's raising $12 billion from the Middle East. Our man in London, Stephen Beard, has more.
Barclays is planning to raise the money mainly from sovereign wealth funds in Qatar and Abu Dhabi. The bank had earlier talked about deals with Russian and even Libyan investors. Anyone, it seems, rather than the British government. Barclays rebuffed the offer of British taxpayers' cash because that would involve the government taking a stake in the bank. And that, says Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank, would have strings attached.
In particular, limitations on dividends, certainly having somebody looking over your shoulder when it comes to executive remuneration. And on both of those counts, I think the people who run Barclays would rather go to the private markets than have the government's discipline imposed upon them.
He says that banks both in Britain and the US feel that seeking help from their own governments is a desperate last resort. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
October is one frightening month for Wall Street. 1929, 1987, and now 2008. This October will most likely be the worst month for Wall Street since the 87 crash. So without further ado, let's do the Halloween numbers. The Nikkei closed 5% lower today, even though Japan cut interest rates for the first time in 7 years. Hong Kong shares were down 2.5%. The losses are a tad smaller in Europe so far. The Dow is at 9180. It's down 15% for the month, although it did gain back 189 points yesterday, about 2%. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 had 2.5% gains. I bet a lot of people on Wall Street are anxious to see this. Warren Buffett's company releases its latest profit numbers today. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
Berkshire Hathaway has consistently rewarded investors with excellent returns, but some years will always be better than others. The company's net earnings in the second quarter dropped more than 7%, mainly because of weak insurance profits. Third quarter results could follow that trend. Charles Elson at the University of Delaware says weak results at Berkshire Hathaway might please Joe the investor. Hey, if even Warren Buffett can't turn a profit, then...
I think the rest of us shouldn't feel so bad. And if he's not doing well, it means that the economy is really in tough shape. If someone who is savvy is having a tough time making a lot of money.
Buffett has said unemployment will rise and business will falter. But he's also said he'll continue to buy stocks and urged others to do the same. He probably wasn't talking about Berkshire Hathaway. Most Americans could barely afford one share. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
It's never been a better time to buy a car. Really. Today, Nissan said starting next week, it'll offer 0% financing on its top 5 selling cars. The company is hoping to give U.S. sales a boost, and it wants to prove to people that credit is still available. Toyota is already offering 0% financing. Both car makers saw U.S. sales fall more than 30% last month. At the same time, Ford is hiring. Yes, you heard me right. Ford is adding 1,000 workers to its F-150 plant in Dearborn, Michigan. Apparently, people have been buying more pickups the last couple months with gas prices coming down. Ford says it'll look to hire from a pool of workers who were recently laid off.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
A lot of businesses say they're recession-proof, but there's really only one that's recession-proof for certain, the funeral industry. Still, there's a guy here in Southern California who's taking no chances. He's starting a new business, turning coffins into living room furniture. Caitlin Carroll has our story.
Vidal Herrera has a dark sense of humor. He calls the location of his private autopsy business the Body Shop. And upstairs, where he and his staff work out, it's the Dead End Gym. So it's not surprising that he started making couches out of coffins.
funeral directors cannot resell used coffins to the public for burial purposes. They know I'm going to make couches, so they sell them to me under the table for cash.
Herrera buys defective caskets from distributors and funeral homes. Then he tricks them out with custom paint jobs and colorful upholstery. Think hot rod as applied to a couch. They sell for about $3,500 each. Herrera sold 17 couches since he opened his East LA business 6 months ago and has orders for more from as far away as Dubai. Wondering about the customers?
Punk rockers. I grew up around punk rock and hardcore. It's the idea, you know, that you're, you know, kind of sharing space with like a dead person.
Clothing designer Todd Waters is using couches in a fashion photo shoot.
That was interesting.
He designs for rock and death metal bands. Part of what appeals to him is the authenticity.
So I would think it has just, you know, a wide range of appeal. I mean, most people are going to end up in a coffin like one day, probably.
Be it kitsch or an urge to look death in the eye while you watch TV, USC marketing professor Ken Wilber says there is demand for this kind of novelty item. And for those grown-up goths or tattoo parlor owners who want to make a statement, the coffin is an untapped resource.
It's a symbol which has not yet been co-opted by any major brands or marketers. Almost every other cultural symbol we have has been used to express brand meanings.
Herrera knows he's confronting death-defying odds starting a new business in this economy. But, well, life is short.
That's it. You just try it. You go for broke.
And if it doesn't pay off? Then, he says, coffin couches will be buried 6 feet under, never to be heard from again. In Los Angeles, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
If you're just dying to see pictures of the coffin couches, by all means, visit our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and happy Halloween.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.